Как обретается божественность?
How to attain the divinity? One attains the divinity by becoming divine love.
Бог есть любовь.
God is love. And we, to merge with God, have to become love.
Вот это самое главное, что сказал.
This is the main statement of Jesus.
Потом то же самое.
Later, the same was repeated by Satyasai. God is love, and this defines all the methodology of the spiritual growth. We too have to become love. Jesus said, God is love. In historical aspect, he was the first who said this. Spiritual adepts said many wise things. There was many of them in ancient China, in Egypt, in Syria, in India. But Jesus said, God is love.
Нам очень важна четкость формулировок.
Exact wording is very important for us. What is the difference between wisdom and reasonability? Wisdom expresses very exactly, laconically. And in this statement of Jesus, he was the first who said this. And nowhere, even in Bhagavad Gita, that was given to people thousands of years before Jesus, Krishna said many words about love. But Jesus said this so exactly. God is love. And this is not just a kind of slogan. It has an important, a great methodological meaning. God is love, and you should become God in the aspect of Father. This is all teaching of Jesus. How to become love? Yes, one can begin self-perfecting from the point of view of exoterical ethics. To love your neighbor as you love yourself, and even more. Don't become angry. Don't oppose evil. And if someone wants to take something away from you, you better give him more, but keep in you love. Don't become angry. Don't become offended. Keep love. And many principles like that they are said by Jesus. Exoterical principles. All this is collected in our books, the initial teaching of Jesus Christ, and later this book was included in the book God Speaks. All this can be read in details. Taking into account apocryphic gospels that were not included in the New Testament by people. But this statement, God is love, and you should become God in the aspect of Creator, this short statement gives all the methodology of the spiritual advancement. Esoterical part, first of all. The God Father or God Creator can be considered as a spiritual heart of the God Absolute, that is the God in the aspect of everything. Everything existing in the universe, but the outer darkness. The outer darkness is not included into the conception of Absolute. It is the waste. It is the outer darkness with respect to God in the aspect of Absolute. The God Absolute consists of the Creator and the creation. And the Creator, as he says about himself, is the heart of God. God in the aspect of Absolute. The heart is a spiritual heart. It's not an organ that pumps the blood. It is the organ of the multidimensional organism of a human and of the Absolute, that is love, that produces love, that is the organ of love. And the Absolute has a heart that is the Creator, and every one of us has a heart which is the Chakra Anahata. And the direct path that Jesus talked about and everyone of Divine Teacher talked about, it is just development of oneself as a spiritual heart. One has to accept this conception and find methods to realize it in practice. And it is very easy to realize. One just has to learn to enter, as we do in Raja Yoga course, to enter the spiritual heart, the Anahata chakra inside the body, to learn to enter it with all the consciousness, and then begin step by step to extend first by using plants of power, and then by using divine forms, larger and larger anthropomorphic forms that are given to us by the divine teachers, Chinese Taoists, Huang and Han, who sit there on the road and on the swamp. They have size of a multi-story house. One has to learn to fill their forms with the spiritual heart. Then Птахатеп, Сатья Сайя, Кришна give us even larger forms, their Mahadoubles, that is anthropomorphic forms like a human body. We learn to fill these forms with ourselves, and all this has to be done with the subtle consciousness. If we do this in gross spatial eons, or with gross crude emotions, then we will make ourselves devils and will go to the outer darkness. This is the waste of God in the aspect of Absolute. To this waste everything that does not follow the true path, the true evolutional path, is expelled. And if one does this under the guidance of divine teachers, not imaginary teachers, but real, living, helping us, in this way, step by step, we grow, return into them, first in the aspect of Holy Spirit or Brahman, and later with their help through their Mahadabals, using the method of work with Idam, we enter the abode of the Creator and settle there. This is all that one has to do. This is very simple. I had to pave this way by myself. I had no embodied teacher. I had to begin this from the very beginning, being guided by unembodied divine teachers. It was very hard to do, because contacts with unembodied consciousness were not perfect in the beginning of my personal growth. Imagine yourself to be me, to develop from the beginning all the methodology. Of course, I did not invent everything. It was given to me by God, but it was very hard, because I came to this life non-divine, just ready to love God, and this love resulted in an attraction to Him. Irresistible passion to cognize Him. I loved Him, and this made me to advance. This allowed me to vent this path, and all that is required from you is just to realize that is studied in details. And those who have done this, they proved with their personal success that one can easily go this path, and this can be done very quickly. My friends who are with me near this bonfire, you can do and you know everything that I can do and that I know. Of course, we want that as many people as possible, can go this path with the help of our school, using this possibility rather than to develop it from the beginning. It is very hard to develop from the beginning the methodology. But why we are so few? Though thousands of books have been sold, many people know about us. Internet, translated books. But what prevents people from throwing themselves into the arms of God, who is here with us? Why so many people are satisfied with lie, with religious lie, like we will pray for you, if you pay, we will pray, and you will be saved, you will go to paradise, or of course it's bad to sin, but came to us, come to us, and we will give you absolution. This is a lie. This is a terrible lie. The victims of this lie will go to hell. And the liars will go there. Никакие грехи никем не отпускаются. Sins cannot be remitted by someone. The mechanism of evolution doesn't work that way. The meaning of repentance is not to get rid of sins or to buy absolution. The meaning of repentance is learn not to sin. And only for this reason one has to repent. No mechanical methods, no taking karma of others by someone. All this lie, all this doesn't work. If someone insists that he takes karma of others on himself, from the point of view of repentance, not from the point of view of healing, but from the point of view of sinfulness of man, this is either liars who say that they save people, or this can be a madman. And I saw cases like this. People living in hell, who are confused by demons, and they became with demons at one, they spread the same lie here on earth. Their fate is wistful. And so, why do I talk about this? Because the majority of people, for some reasons, is satisfied with lie, with religious lie. Any teaching that was given by God was immediately distorted by people, perverted. And this is done in most cases out of self-interest by those who take leadership in religious organizations. The truth is lost. New teachers have to come. The liars organize their persecution. That liars who make profit of their lie in religious field. And why people, congregation, so to say, choose lie instead of truth? This can be explained by immaturity of souls, perversion of souls, perversion that already happened. Like drinking is very okay on the religious path, or taking any other drug is the religious path. But the main reason is the maturity of souls. They cannot comprehend such conceptions as God. Young, small souls cannot comprehend the great. Lao Tzu has the following words. I cannot reproduce them literally now. A great sound cannot be heard. A great image has no form. This is about those souls, small, young souls, souls of human, who cannot comprehend great, something that is much greater than they are. They cannot encompass it neither with mind nor with consciousness. greater and greater can be comprehended only when one's consciousness grows. And only those souls who are large enough in size and intellectually mature, only they are capable, how to say it in a better way, having come in touch with large philosophical values, to blend with them, not to push them off if they are too large to comprehend.
So
God brings us mature souls. Unfortunately, they are very few in Russia, and we can help these people very effectively. It begins with the very beginning,
with
acceptance of basic ethical principles in a non-perverted form, at least the principle of love in the aspect of nourishment. The majority of people cannot do even that. They are so young and so perverted by lie, infected with lie and sick with lie, that they cannot overcome themselves to renounce sinful gluttony, to renounce eating bodies of killed animals. How one can go the path of love if he participates in killing or even kill for the sake of getting pleasure from the gustatory sense? The eating meat and fish is not necessary. It is building to one's own gluttony. Plus, one has to learn to control emotions. This is done with the help of psychic self-regulation. If we master it, and if we are ready for the sake of our own participation in the evolution of the universal consciousness, if we have enough love to God to make efforts on transforming of oneself for the sake of Him, then indeed we'll control our emotions and we'll stay in a state of love. From that point the spiritual path begins. From the point when the main ethical principles are accepted and love to God in the aspect of Creator became so strong that we can make ourselves to change for the sake of Him. From that point the spiritual path begins, but so few people are capable to do even that.